Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellen, Mika and Alana with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the musical The Last Ship by music icon Sting commenced on Thursday in the recently opened Glasshouse Theatre in QPAC. The Last Ship, written, composed and starring international music icon Sting, tells the story of a 1980s UK shipbuilding community as they confront the closure of their local shipyard. This marks the first time QPAC has hosted an artist of Sting's stature as a 17-time Grammy winner. Also in local news, five people have been left with life-threatening injuries following a multi-vehicle crash on Tambourine Mountain Road in the scenic rim yesterday. Emergency services, including three rescue choppers, were called to the scene at 10:40 a.m. on Sunday after two cars and a motorbike collided. Three people were airlifted to hospital in critical conditions, including the motorcyclists involved in the incident, as well as two men travelling in one of the cars. Tambourine Mountain Road was closed in both directions for majority of the day, but reopened late Sunday afternoon.
In national news, advocacy group GetUp have commissioned an artist to install fake QR codes in Coles across Sydney. When scanned, it takes shoppers to a video about how tech giant Palantir might access their data. Palantir builds AI data and surveillance technology for clients such as the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Israel Defense Force, and the US military. Coles have stated that Palantir is used for internal planning, but also has access to over 10 billion rows of data across 840 supermarkets. The QR codes also link to a petition by GetUp that demands that Coles end their partnership with Palantir and to keep military-grade surveillance technology out of the supermarkets. The Victorian Liberal Party have announced plans to offer $5,000 to overseas police officers to relocate to Victoria. Shadow Police Minister Brad Batten said dedicated recruitment teams would be established to fast-track applicant checks. He stated, whether it's New Zealand, England, Ireland, where they can come across here into Victoria, obviously we all know people want to live here. Victoria's Attorney General Sonia Kilkenny criticised the announcement and has said that the government had already made a $4.5 billion investment into Victorian police.
In international news, 30 people have been killed and many injured in a stampede on a mountaintop fortress in Haiti. The La Ferrière Citadel is a UNESCO World Heritage Site that was built in the early 19th century to defend against invasion when enslaved populations revolted and declared independence from France. According to reports, a fight escalated at the site at an annual celebration on Saturday, which triggered tear gas and a crush of people trying to escape. Haiti continues to grapple with widespread violence by gangs and security forces. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.